I live in the EU, a political and economic union of certain countries in Europe. Thanks to the domestic market, EU citizens can study, live, shop and work in any EU country, opportunities that didn't exist previously. To create this single market, hundreds of barriers to free trade and free movement between the EU's member countries have been abolished. Four national barriers led to a competition between companies, which have expanded their operations. This brought prices down and has given consumers more choice. You are free to choose from a wide range of products from all over Europe. Phone calls in Europe cost a fraction of what they did years ago, and many airfares have fallen significantly. All these factors combined in the European Union result to increasing trade, financial flows between countries, and have important consequences for the functioning of the EU economy. While globalization brings huge benefits and opportunities, the system is being rejected by millions of people all over the world, because the global economy also causes inequality. For example, the richest 20% of the world's population receives 83% of the world's income, while the poorest 60% receives just 5.6%. Beside the ongoing inequality of globalization, the globalized Europe has a new problem: the Brexit. With Brexit, the EU will lose one of its largest and most important members. This would have a significant impact on the EU's political system. Brexit will change the EU's balance of power, but Germany's position could be strengthened. Brexit is likely to undermine the EU's ability to become a leading and serious global actor. The UK spent more on defense than any other EU country and has contributed significantly to making the EU more economically liberal. The big question whether Brexit will pose an existential risk to the EU may depend on the answers the Union finds to its current crisis, like stabilizing the euro, finding agreements in refugee policy, and stemming the Euroscepticism.